You're listening to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. I'm the host, Karagat Warner, and it's my mission to share those stories that celebrate our passion for making and yarn crafting and what keeps us going down that path. Hey there, if you're up for some serious stash therapy, then I have the perfect 3-day challenge for you. So all you do is sign up and you get 3 days of video lessons, and you also get a super cute stash busting purse pattern. When you join, you also get entered for your chance to win a giveaway for all the yarn goodies that I mention in the videos. So to learn more and to sign up, go to powerpearlspodcast.com/stash therapy. So hey, Power Pearlers, welcome to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. Today I am broadcasting live from Podcast Movement in Anaheim, California. This is so exciting. And I am here with Katie Kremitzos.
That was beautiful. I'm really impressed.
Of the Biz Women Rock podcast. And also, Katie is the founder of the Biz Women Rock Academy, right, Katie?
So, yes, ma'am.
No, this is great. And I thought it would be awesome to have you on the show because, you know, a lot of the knitters, the audience that listens to Power Pearls podcast, they're a cross section of hobby knitters. They're also wanting to become a designer, you know, maybe for the first time and kind of go down that path.
Right.
And I know that you work with a lot of creative women, maker business women,
yep,
who really want to kind of go down that road as well. So I'm just hoping that maybe you'll be able to talk about that more. So, but before we jump in, I just want to say thanks for joining me again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for asking me to be here. It is so cool to do this live, to be able to look in your eyes and be able to have this awesome conversation. So this is a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is great. So this is the first time that I'm doing this sort of like live thing with all these people around. So I'm like a little bit nervous. And then we got the Facebook Live thing going on over there. So hey, everybody.
Hi.
So lots of multitasking, right?
Yeah,
well,
it'll work. It'll all work out.
it'll all work out. So, but anyway, so you know, one of the things that I hear a lot from my audience is when they're ready, you know, they say, "Hey, I want to start to become a designer. I really want to make a go at this. I want to see if I can make a living." And they always say, "I don't know if this is viable." You know, what if it won't work? Of course, you know, you never know if it's going to work. So do you encounter that, Katie, at all with the people that you work with and you
Absolutely.
Coach?
Yeah. You know, I think that whether it's an idea that is like super creative and what you love is creative, and so you want to take that out into the world and have like the American dream, which is do what you love and make a lot of money from it, right? And if that tends to be in the creative space, we tend as a society, our general kind of think is that you can't make money on that. And we're taught that by terms that keep coming back to us, like the starving artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, writers don't make money, creatives don't make money. That's not possible. Or if it is possible, it's only the one in a million shot that actually goes through. And so it absolutely comes across a lot. And
mm-hmm.
I am a big believer that that's a giant mindset issue.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. And so, you know, it's really whenever I'm working with somebody, anytime this comes up, I'll give you this example. I have a client who is a very successful business owner, and she, when she started working with me, decided that she really wanted to make a shift into doing her own art, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
like these beautiful watercolors, it's definitely like her own brand. Like she's got her own style of all this stuff. She has a lot of experience in that industry. And this is really the first time that she's like, dude, I'm going to make this work and make it work for myself. And if you took a giant kind of like look at the landscape, it would be like, oh my gosh, I'm painting watercolors. There's no way I can actually make a living doing that. And mm-hmm. making a living meaning like I can actually pay my bills and have it replace my job's income, right? And truthfully, there are very real, practical, strategical things that you can do in order to build an audience, get people mm-hmm. interested in what you're doing, get people build up a tribe of people who really love what you do and will then purchase things that you have. So there's definitely business strategic things that we can talk about.
Yeah.
But most importantly is that mindset that it is possible. And, you know, one of the biggest recommendations that I could give just to allow people to start making that paradigm shift is to find three people who do what you really want to do mm-hmm. so that you see that A, it's possible. You see that like there are other people doing this because you have to like get it out of your head that it's not possible, that I have to be a starving artist, that I can't make a lot of money doing stuff that I really love. And that's easy for me. Like mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that is absolutely a big block. And so a very first step that you can take is find three people who already do something similar to what you really want to do, are doing it successfully, are making a living doing it, are enjoying it, are having a good time. And then your brain starts to realize like, hey, if those people can do it, I can do it, right? And then you get into strategy of how to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Because then it essentially becomes like your roadmap, right?
Absolutely.
So you can see it, like you said, you can see that it's possible and that there actually is a map and a path to actually making that happen.
Right.
So what about your journey? Because I wanted to start with that, yeah. but it's okay. We can kind of bop okay. around a little bit because, you know, I kind of jumped out like a horse out of the stable. But so how did you go down this path yourself, like to work with women business owners? Because you coach, right? So you've got the academy, but also you do one-on-one coaching, right?
I do, yes.
And then also the group coaching as well. So what like why did you see the need for this, and why did you feel like you could really make a difference in people's lives?
So I will be the first to say that this is not, I didn't know this out of the mm-hmm. gate. I absolutely didn't know that this is what it would look like. And I also know in the standing in this moment that this isn't where I'm going to be forever. I mm-hmm. also know that I'm at a point in this evolution of my journey as to what I'm supposed to be doing in this world. The only thing I did know is that I really, really loved women. I loved the journey of being a woman. And I knew that at a very, very young age. And then in 2008, my husband mm-hmm. started a local entrepreneurs association called the Tampa Bay Business Owners. So if you imagine like a chamber of commerce, but it was just for entrepreneurs in that area. I hopped on board about 9 months later, and thus for another 8 years, he and I ran that company together.
Wow.
So we both owned that company. And so I saw a lot. I basically fell in love with entrepreneurship. I fell in love mm-hmm. with this idea that any individual could create this thing called a business mm-hmm. That could really be the ticket to the freedom to enjoy the kind of life that we really wanted, to design the life that we really wanted. And that's how I've come to see a business, an entrepreneur journey. And so the merger of those two things, my love of women and my love of entrepreneurship, really kind of came together in early 2014 when I was like, I'm going to launch a podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call it Biz Women Rock. And I wanted to be this home where I can shine the light on women business owners, because I had this entrepreneurial journey. And I knew if I had it and I had some ups and downs, there were other women out there who were having ups and downs. And I wanted us all to be learning from other women who were a little further down the journey, or women mm-hmm. in that moment who we could identify with in that way. So I started the podcast. The podcast launched an entire business. So you mentioned coaching and the academy.
Right, right.
Basically, as it stands now, the Biz Women Rock brand basically provides resources to help very passionate businesswomen grow this business, this vehicle for freedom. And so mm-hmm. what that is right now is it is one-on-one coaching and strategy to basically help women get from here to there in their business journey. It is the Academy, a private paid membership community that has all the juicy, awesome stuff in it, continual learning, connections mm-hmm. with each other. And then that's any kind of like one-off programs that I'm doing at any given moment. So live events, retreats, all that stuff. The point being is that I didn't know any of that stuff. It has mm-hmm. been a complete evolution. And even when I launched the podcast back in 2014, I didn't know how I was going to service mm-hmm. entrepreneurial women. I didn't know what I was going to do. So it took a lot of trial and error, a lot of experimenting, and let me see how this mm-hmm. goes.
Well, you know, I see that you've got this excitement, right? And this, it's really infectious. Infectious, is that the right word?
Yeah.
I always look, did I get that right? And I've heard this before, maybe you have too, that, you know, you only have to be a couple of steps ahead of who your audience is. Like if you're, because you're an encourager, you're excited about it.
Right.
So I think that that's why you have that little magic spark, because you can actually get down in the trenches. Like that's how I feel too.
Yeah.
You know, because back in the day I was actually, you know, an editor of a knitting magazine. And so it's like, no, I'm down there with you guys. I am not an expert. And I think that's why I could really relate and sort of give of what I knew to my audience in a very practical way.
Right.
So I think that's what it comes down to. I think that's probably why you were like, well, I don't know how I'm going to, maybe in the beginning, how I'm going to do this.
Right.
But you were like, I'm just going to get in there. I'm excited. And I can help encourage people to make a difference as well.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
And I think that there's a lot of different types of people who can sort of step into the expert realm. There are people out there who you want to learn from who have been doing whatever they've been doing for decades. They definitely have mastered whatever they're teaching. And that's awesome. And that's great. And there are people out there who are just a step or two ahead of those that they choose to turn around to and say, hey, I'm going to share with you what I'm going through every step of the way. And I actually think it's a really nice when you have a really nice combination of the two, every one of us is an expert in some particular area of what we love. And so I've discovered even within kind of the span of entrepreneur lessons, there are a few key areas that I actually am an expert in. I'm really darn good.
Yeah.
And so if I hone in on those and turn around and teach those, and I can simultaneously be the person in the trenches, like, ladies, I'm in this with you. I know what you're going through because I'm in it. I'm also kind of evolving. I'm also experiencing ups and downs. I think that formula is incredibly special. And I don't think that I don't want to say it's rare, but I don't think it's necessarily as popular as, I have to have this one expert who's way out here turn around and teach me something.
Right, exactly. And I want to speak to something that you said earlier, just about this confidence thing. Did we really touch on that? Because that is like the key problem or the biggest obstacle to a lot of, you know, businesses even succeeding.
Yep.
Because they don't believe it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, they don't believe in themselves. So, you know, clearly you are a great example of, you know, just knowing how to just stay positive and
But you have
those
days.
I'm sure you have. I know. But it's like you just, you know, kind of pick yourself up, put on your big girl pants and try tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
So how do you manage that though? How do you what is your pep talk? What is your, you know, pep talk every day when you're, or those days when you're down?
Yeah. Which I do want to make sure that you know that I have quite a lot. There are absolutely confidence things that happen. Like, you know, I don't know if anyone's going to join the academy. I don't know if I'm going to do X, Y, or Z. I don't know if I'm going to really be able to help somebody if I offer coaching. You know, like there's so much crap that comes up the moment that I'll speak for myself. And if you identify with this, please take it. But like the moment I'm on the precipice of really going big, I notice all of those self-doubts come up. Like, I don't know. It's not perfect. It's not right. I don't know if I'm good enough. Like, I don't know if people, why should they listen to me versus somebody else who does exactly what I do? I mean, oh my goodness. Like, it's just a barrage of all that stuff. And I believe that it's a worthwhile endeavor to dig through that stuff. So I'll give you a couple of practical things that I do because
be
yes, it does come up. Practical things that I do. I pretty much journal just about every morning. And the journaling has it does have structure. Like it is very much like I'm writing down what I'm grateful for. Just to keep really tuned in and plugged into all the things that I do have. Instead of focusing on all the things I don't have yet. Right. So I'm really focused on the gratitude. And then I do a lot of like visioning work. And there's a couple different practices that I have for this. But like I'll give you an example, which is something I call writing into the future. So I'll just choose a date and time. Let's say, for example, we're here at a conference. I might choose the date like, hey, it's Friday, you know, it's Friday afternoon and we just finished this conference. And oh my gosh, I am so amazed that X, Y, and Z happened, right? And so it allows me to just get really creative about like what could possibly happen here. And oh my gosh, I just met this person and look at the intense, amazing, you know, friendship that I just made, or look at, I had 3 new people want to now work with me, or 10 new people want to now join my academy. That is so awesome. So it moves me from the space of being a observer of the experiences that I'm having to being the the proactive creator of the experiences that I want. It doesn't work all the time. I'm not going to pretend that it's perfect, but it is a very powerful process because it keeps me in the space of what is possible instead of I'm too scared to do something or I'm not good enough. And then I will deal with when that stuff comes up, I really kind of counteract that with affirmation. So I'm worthy. I am enough. I provide great value for people. I am blowing my clients out of the water in great ways. You know, like I'm really like the Academy is touching millions of people all over the world. So
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So do you have a morning routine? I just had to bring that up because I talk about that with my audience. We, you know, that they use the morning to meditate or journal, like you were saying. And, you know, if you don't, it's kind of a funny thing. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. Like you have to get in there and do that every day. And like the affirmations, you know, fake it till you make it, because sometimes it's like you think, oh, I'm having such a horrible day. This isn't going to work. But there really is something pretty amazing about how that gets into the subconscious and that you really can believe it. What does your morning look like? I'm just curious, because that's a really...
It's huge.
Yes, yeah.
Well, first and foremost, I am, just to touch upon what you said, I'm a big believer, everything starts in your mind. Everything. Your entire life starts in your mind.
Yeah.
Everything that you experience, everything that you want to have happen or don't want to have happen, like it all starts in your head. So I have been participating probably for about a year now in what I consider the Mindset Olympics. Uh-huh. And for me, that means getting up every single morning. And it has shifted and evolved over the past year. So it used to look like getting up at 5 a.m. because I have a daughter who's almost 2 years old. Mm-hmm. So I definitely was like needing to turn into mom the moment she woke up. So and didn't have that time for myself. So now it's usually I have about an hour or two in the morning before she wakes up. And during that time, I'm doing this journaling work. Generally, this journaling work will inspire some sort of content for me. So it'll inspire what does my community really need to hear about this? Or like if I'm going through this, like, I can totally write something about, leadership that feels authentic. I don't know. I'm pulling that from nowhere. But, you know, like I can totally write about that. And I really feel like that'll resonate. I feel like my community has been wanting that. Oh, I've been seeing that they've been talking about this. I can totally write some great time management hacks. So it usually ends up being a real creative time for me. And so I will try my best to like produce an email, blog post, get all that stuff out on social media. And then, and I feel like I have some sort of like, I always, always, always will write down like my priorities for the day. Mm-hmm. So I used to be a big believer, and sometimes I do this at night, but most often it's in the morning. I used to be a big believer, like if I could get all of my to-dos down on a piece of paper and go through them beautifully, like life would be awesome. And that just doesn't work for me. It's overwhelming because I will get into pages and pages of to-dos.
Oh, sure.
But so what I do now is I have a physical calendar and it shows me, you know, one page shows like an actual month at a time, but every page you open after that is like a week at a time, and every day has like basically spaces to be able to write. So I will just do sort of a mini brain dump on like, what do I really need to get done today? And it'll be in line with what do I need to get done for this week in order to get done what I want to get done for this month and for the year. So all that stuff will be in line. So I'll just kind of write down, it ends up being maybe 3 to max, like 7 things. And then I'll number them. What is the number one most important thing? 2 most important thing? 3 most important thing? And all I do, and then I typically go into mommy mode for a little while. And on days that I work, my daughter only goes into daycare 3 days a week. And so there are 2 days out of those weeks where I'm 100% mom. So, but on the days that she goes to school and I work, then she goes to school, I come back, and I just get busy with that number one
That's
thing.
Great.
That's it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I could talk for hours about, organization and how to get psyched and write your affirmations and, you know, cause I use digital and written because like you were saying, big spaces to write down. I'll doodle.
Yeah.
I'll get highlighters. I mean, you could kind of see this.
Yep.
This is an example.
I'm looking at her book right now of notes with highlighted
You can't
questions.
See it. I mean, I'm not referring to it so much cause I want this to be more, when I'm recording the podcast at home, I got a nice big monitor or I have a little cute little book with little bullets. But anyway, so this is great. And before we go to the next thing, I want to start to wrap up and I want to ask you for some resources that you can share.
Yeah.
I just want to thank our sponsors that, first of all, Shure Microphones that provided these awesome, super awesome, cool mics that we are talking into right now.
So nice.
And also I want to thank Hawkshoe for sponsoring the live recording for Power Pearls podcast. So this has been really, really
great. Thanks, Hawkshoe.
Yay! Okay, so how about any tools that you could share, Katie, like things like Asana or Evernote or yeah. other things, because I talk about that a lot, but like something else that can really help anyone listening to just feel empowered, you know, to just get started. And maybe, and I'm just going to preface this by saying, not just the designing aspect and the business, but just in life.
Yeah.
Because this all trickles together, whether you're in business or you want to create a better life.
Right.
These are the things we're talking about, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, a couple of tools that I love and use religiously. Probably the number one that I would recommend is called Voxer. V-O-X-E-R. It's an app that you get on your phone, and it acts like a voice messaging app. And so it almost sounds like a walkie-talkie when you can talk to people.
Oh, cool.
And it is ideal if you are driving around in the car all the time, or you find yourself procrastinating on things to email people because you're never around your computer to sit down and write that email out, or you know, in front of your phone long enough to actually write the email out. So Voxer, I can basically talk. It's like a voice. It's like I'm leaving a voicemail for you. And, you know, you and I can talk back and forth. You can either listen live, if you're available to listen live, or you just listen when you can, and then you Voxer me back. So I'll show you how I use this. A couple different ways, hitting all parts of life. I have an administrative sidekick, and I will Voxer her my to-dos. Like, hey, this is the project I need you to do. Here's my description of what it needs to happen. So that way I'm not waiting to get to my computer to write her the email where I have to describe exactly what needs to happen. I'm just talking it out. This way of using it has been so powerful for a lot of the creative business owners that I work for or that I work with, because they're like, I just don't want to wait. If it's on my mind, I need to be able to get it to somebody.
Yeah.
So in my car, I'm like, hey, Jody, please remind me about this, this, and this. Put this on the list for us to talk about on our meeting tomorrow, and please remind me of these points. So such a great way to be able to delegate. The other way that I use it is I have an accountability partner. Mm-hmm. And so on a weekly basis, she and I are checking in with each other, and which turns into a daily basis. Hey, how are you doing? What is your priority for today? And then on the personal side, I will absolutely, on one of those low moments, which I definitely have, we all have, I will use that. I'll use Voxer to like talk to my sister, who is like my super inner circle, who I could be like, oh my gosh, this sucks. I'm so angry about this, or I'm so frustrated about this. And so it's just a venting space, which is awesome because it gets that toxicity out of your head and out of inside of you, and it gets it out.
So you talk in your phone, you put on like the microphone option.
And you're just talking on your phone as if you're talking on the phone.
And then it transcribes it.
It's not a transcription, it is audio. It is like an audio recording.
Oh, it sends audio. Yep. Because, you know, I will, so I transcribe into like Asana or whatever, and then I send it off to like, you know, my assistant or something.
So this would just be, instead of there actually being words, this is like somebody's listening to your voicemail. That's
what it is. So Voxer, V-O-X-E-R, and is it a free or paid?
It's free.
Or you can do free, but then you can probably do a paid option as well?
Yes.
So, okay. So that's awesome. Any other tools? Anything else that that you can recommend?
Oh my goodness, quite a few. But
yeah, I'll throw one more out.
I'll just go with Facebook. I'm sorry, not Facebook Live, although I do love Facebook Live. I use Zoom a lot.
Oh, I love Zoom.
Zoom is pretty cool because I can use it for one-on-one client calls. I can use it for, I am running a mastermind right now with my community members. So I run it for, you can have multiple people on it. And then I do use it for webinars or online workshops. Like I will, you know, record it in Zoom, have it stream to Facebook Live within the Academy. And so that's, people can watch wherever they really want to watch.
Oh, wow.
I can have certain panelists come in. I haven't used this feature yet, but I know that they have it where I can, within the Academy, we have a virtual networking event every single month because it's like, well, hey, we're always talking about business. Let's just get together and kind of get to know each other better. So I want to use this feature to be able to create like smaller group discussion rooms. So you could do that. Like I could pair off, you know, three people over there, three people over here, and they can just talk amongst each other. Mm-hmm. So it's a really cool tool. It's super easy to use. I've actually used it to record a couple of podcasts instead of Skype. So
I actually am doing that more and more.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I have the paid, you know, version of Zoom. So I will, because you can actually split the tracks. And I just learned this from my editor. He said, yes, you can do that. So I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Because I was using Zencastr. I mean, now we're getting into a podcasting conversation. Well, we are at Podcast Movement. But anyway, so that's great because then I just pull down the audio. And then what I do with the video is I'll actually like put it into my Patreon group as like an extra, you know, bonus or whatever. There's so many different ways to use it. Yeah. So, but you have a Facebook, before you forget, you have a Facebook group, a free Facebook group so that people can really just kind of tip their toes into the waters, see what you, what's going on, meet, you know, like-minded women, ask questions. Yeah. So
so the Facebook group is called Biz Women Rock. It's easiest if you go to bizwomenrock.com/group, and that will take you right there. And it is filled with about 5,000 other business women, literally from all over the world. They are from everywhere.
Amazing.
And they're everywhere from like, hey, I'm just starting, or I'm doing a side hustle, or they've been in business for 25 years. But the commonality is that they're really, they want to know about how to grow a business better. And so that is one of the homes that I spend a lot of time there, being able to have great conversations with other businesswomen.
So I just have to ask, Katie, are you a crafty gal? Do you knit or do you, don't have to knit.
I actually have.
So yeah,
I suck at it though.
Oh, that's okay.
No,
well,
when I was a kid, so I grew up in a family with six kids. And so my mom got really creative with how to make sure like we were entertained all the time. So I remember always going on vacations and we would have, each of us would be able to go to the store and get our own color of yarn.
Ooh.
And I would always get the multicolored. It was always like the rainbow because I had to have like the bright, shiny, everything, right? All colors. And so I remember being able to do something like crocheting. It wasn't knitting because I couldn't manage the little thingamabobs, but I was crocheting like with my fingers and I was able to create like little bracelets and all
that's
that.
That's a big
sort of thing
now, by the way. Finger knitting.
Seriously.
And arm knitting.
Oh, so
have you seen?
No, I haven't seen arm knitting.
Just Google arm knitting.
Is it like this kind of?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, everyone listening, you guys all know. It was trending like for the last couple of years, but it's basically you're knitting as if you're using your arms like knitting needles, really. But you're picking the stitch over and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I did a video when I was with Creative Knitting. I did a video. I'd bring my son in because every week I did live videos for the magazine.
Nice.
So during like spring break or fall break, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? I got the kid, you know. I was like, you know what? If you can't beat him, join him.
So he came in.
Oh, and he was the superstar.
It. Of course he was.
And some of the faces he was making behind me, like I was watching after the fact. And it was like the kind of like pain in the stomach, like so funny.
Oh my god!
So yeah, he's really the superstar.
I love
it. But anyway, so I just had to ask you that. Katie, just kind of asking you now, before we wrap up, any place else that you want, you know, people can find out about you, or you want any little bits of wisdom and advice that you'd like to share too before we sign off?
So you are more than welcome to come connect with me. Bizwomenrock.com is really kind of the home where you'll see just about a little bit of everything that I do. Again, if you want the support to be in the group, if you opt in on the homepage of my website, I'll give you a personal invitation to come into the group, share with you a little bit more about all the resources that Biz Women Rock does have, including the podcast, which the group and the podcast are totally free. There's a lot of free resources that I'm giving away in my group all the time via email. And then I have the Academy, which is really like for those women who are like, okay, I've been in business for a while. I really want a lifestyle of freedom and I want my business to be that vehicle for me. And so I curate all the content in there to help them achieve that. And I just, you know, as far as words of wisdom, I think the biggest word that keeps coming to my mind recently is just experimenting. I think so many times, especially with creatives, we think that we have to have it all perfect. We think that we need to know it all. And the reality is if you look back on your life right now, what you quote unquote knew you were supposed to do 10 years ago is probably not exactly like what you're doing.
The
only way that you got from here to there is because you experimented, because you were brave enough to try something. So that is the only reason I'm in a space in my business now where it is a full-time business for me. It provides for my family. And I work 3 days a week in that business.
Really?
Because
I need you to coach me because I need to figure out, like right now, to be honest, I feel like my business is running me. I'm just being totally transparent.
No,
I've only been
it.
At this for like 6 months now, you know, full time.
So
I'm still trying to find that balance. I think for me, too much. I'm doing too much because I have all these uncontrolled desires. You know, I want to do everything.
Of course. I mean, we all do, right? No, and I am a very, so much of what I teach is all about like designing the business and ultimately the life that is important to you. So I'll just share this little thing. But like when I had my daughter, I had already been in business for a long time. Biz Women Rock, though, was I still hadn't really found my footing there. I was still figuring stuff out. It wasn't bringing in the money I needed it to bring in. Like, I was like, what am I doing? So when she was about 9 months old, after I was out of the, like, oh my God, I just had a kid and I'm trying to run a bit, what am I doing? I really sat myself down and I was like, what in the world am I doing? What is important to me? Yeah. I have all this great stuff here, but I don't know what I'm doing with it. Mm-hmm. And so one of the first things I did is I created a mompreneur mission statement where I was literally said, what are my values when it comes to being a mom, when it comes to being a businesswoman, when it comes to being a great wife, being a great sister? And I just really, I made that mean something in the sense of like, okay, to me, it's very important to me to have a growth business, like have a 7+ figure business. Like I want massive impact. And to me, that money just, you know, tells me that I'm having a bigger impact. More and more women are being reached. More and more women are finding freedom through their businesses, right? So I am incredibly juiced up about doing that. And I want to be a great mom who's present with her kid a lot. Like I don't want to have my kid, I don't want to drop my kid off for daycare for 9 hours every single day. And there's no judgment on anyone who is doing that, but that's just not what I wanted. So I had to really discover what that meant for me. And for me, that was like, okay, I'm going to work 3 days a week, and then I'm going to be mom 2 days a week out of the work week. And how do I make that happen? Yeah.
I love that, because I always have to go back to my why when it gets like that and I feel like the business is running me.
Yeah.
And I, same as you.
Yeah.
I don't want my kid off in some daycare, or if I want to stop my business and spend time with my son, then that's what I'm going to do. So I will go back to that. And the same goes for all you guys listening, because I know that's what the listeners of this podcast really want as well.
Yeah.
So, Katie, this was awesome.
Yay.
Thank you
so much.
I hope we keep in touch.
Yes.
This is great, and I know that you have some other knitting podcasts to share, so I can pay that forward to the Power Pearls listeners. So thanks again, Katie.
Thank you so much, girl.
Well, that about does it, you guys. Another episode in the bag, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Thanks for hanging in there with me today. And if you haven't had a chance yet, please hop on over to iTunes. I haven't mentioned this lately, but you know, it's so important. I would love it if you could leave a review and a rating for this podcast. And let me tell you why it is so important. Because it helps get the show noticed by other knitters so I can keep on podcasting, you guys. And also, we can help share the love. Your rating and review will help me to greatly impact others and get the word out to more knitters and those wanting to learn this craft that we are all so passionate about. Also, if you have a special knitting story, I would love to hear from you. And if you feel that this story will help and inspire others on their own knitting journey, then go to powerpearlspodcast.com and click on the Tell Your Story link and leave me a short voice recording with your story and why you think it should be featured.